The man accused of setting a deadly fire at a downtown Prince George was seen on security cameras at about the time the blaze broke out. But beyond that, Crown Prosecution has fallen short of proving guilt beyond reasonable doubt. The lawyer defending the suspect argued during closing submissions for a trial on the matter. Justin Kyle Astor faces 3 counts of criminal negligence causing death and 1 count each of arson in relation to an inhabited property and arson damaging property from the July 8, 2020 fire that killed 3 people staying at the Econo Lodge Motel at the corner of Victoria Street and 9th Avenue. In a closing statement, defense counsel Jason LeBlanc said there is no dispute Astor was the one depicted in the videos but stressed that his client has denied setting the fire and that there is no direct evidence that he did so. Instead, LeBlanc argued there are reasonable alternative inferences that can be taken from the evidence presented over the course of the 12-day trial. Investigators determined the blaze started in a pile of debris underneath a stairway at the east end of the motel's courtyard but were unable to conclude how the fire was ignited, LeBlanc said, and noted that a security camera behind the motel showed other people passing through a breezeway to where fire broke out in the lead-up. LeBlanc disagreed with Crown's views on Astor's post-offense conduct, arguing his client did not leave the area in a determined manner but rather showed much the same behavior he did before going through the breezeway, namely moving about in a wandering, meandering, cycling pattern. As to Crown's claim Astor was less than forthright with police, LeBlanc suggested Astor's memory of what happened on that day may not have been that good due to his heroin use. In video captured when he left the Tim Hortons across the street from the motel, Astor appeared angry and complained to police that he had been mistreated, but LeBlanc said that occurred nearly an hour before smoke was seen coming from the Econo Lodge. As to whether Astor held a grudge against the Econo Lodge, LeBlanc admitted that his client complained to police that the people who ran the motel did not like natives but was also clear that this did not affect him directly, and went on to say he had not stayed at the motel. However, in rebuttal, Crown Prosecutor John Hempstead noted that further up in the statement, Astor replied he had stayed at the motel a few times when asked by police. BC Supreme Court Justice Margot Fleming plans to issue a verdict on Friday morning.